Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Empowerment Coach podcast. Another solo episode this week, but next week I will be joined by the beautiful Kirsty Strain. We're recording on Monday, so I'm excited to bring you that next week. Now, this week it is the end of October, and a lot of the things that I have been speaking about, or not a lot, like there has been more posts and content towards this topic this month, because it is a very special month. I say special in a very bittersweet way, I suppose is the word you're looking for. This month is Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, and I know most of you who listen to this podcast will know that that is a huge part of my story. So I want to take a few moments. I have posted some poems and stuff like that on social media, more so TikTok, I would say, than anything else regarding this, because I want to hold space for the women and the men who have walked through this darkness of abuse, control, manipulation, and fear. The ones who are still in it, and the ones that are now on this long, sacred journey back home to themselves. So if that is you, I just want you to know that I see you. I hear you. You are not broken. You are not too much. You are not too late. You are a survivor. And deep down, you are actually so much more than that. You are so powerful beyond measure. And I have had so many conversations in the recent days, actually, with females who have been in this position or are in this position. And that is my echo, is constantly like, that is light at the end of the tunnel. You can get there, and it just takes time. It takes courage. It takes support. It takes like there is a barrage of a list of things that I could say that it takes. And it's so painful to see the amount of people who can resonate with these things, especially the very first poem that I've put out there, which was random for me. I don't often say put out poems, but the reaction to it was huge. And there was an element of me that was like proud, in the sense of like, I'm glad there's awareness to it now. But there's also a sadness that there is so many people who are suffering in silence often, and who can't see a way out, or think that it's normal, or are in this, or are even in, even either still in it, or are in this position of shifting out of it. And that is a really, really hard position to be in, like that in between time where you've got the courage to step up and stand up and leave, or whatever that may look like for you, but you still have this pain, and it is so tricky to navigate. Because quite often we hear domestic abuse and we think of bruises and shouting and lots of violence. But abusers wear m many masks, or abuse in itself has many masks. Sometimes it's words that slowly strip away someone's confidence. Sometimes it's walking on eggshells, feeling like nothing you do is ever enough. And sometimes it's a quiet fear in your gut that says, if I speak, they'll leave, or worse. For years, I didn't even realise what I was living in, if I'm being entirely honest. I thought if there was no bruises, it couldn't really be abuse. And actually, in the healing process, I have realised there was other elements of abuse that I still didn't realise were abuse, even when I took the courage to separate myself from that situation. And here's the truth. Emotional abuse leaves scars too. You can't see them. Those who are in it can feel every single day in their body, in their nervous system, and in their heart. It is an incredibly lonely, And I actually don't even think I've got the words. It's definitely an incredibly lonely time. It's an incredibly the in that moment, in those moments rather, everything is stripped away from you. But not in a winner. If everything was stripped in a winner, I don't think you would maybe I think you would realize it much sooner. But when it's so incremental, it's like little layers are stripped just gradually, bit by bit. And before you know it, you don't even know who you are anymore, what is going on, what you can trust, what you can't trust. And that is why awareness matters so much. Because healing begins when we can finally name what has happened to us or is happening to us and have that autonomy over our choices and our life. So when you leave an abusive relationship or start to wake up from one, there is a moment of a kind of quiet collapse because you think freedom's going to feel like this firework moment. But sometimes it feels like emptiness. Who even am I? Who am I without this person? Who am I in this moment? And that's why the work that I do through all the different avenues, so that's obviously the retreats, the seminars, the workshops, and sometimes the seminars aren't necessarily geared towards this, but the passion part of this is helping people rebuild from the inside out. And body, mind, and soul, because your soul is broken, or it feels broken in these scenarios and circumstances. Reclaiming your power starts really, really small. You start to remember to speak kindly to yourself and call yourself out when you're not. You recognize those negative voices that are in your head, and you can start to shift them. It also is listening to your own intuition instead of the voices in your head. Gut feeling that people talk about, that gut, like they say, that's the second brain. And it's so true. Now that I look back in hindsight, obviously, hindsight is a wonderful thing. There's so many moments that I had a gut feeling and I ignored it. And also letting your body feel safe again, whatever that looks like to you. So that might be breath work. Obviously, I do a lot of different modalities, but that might be breath work, that may be meditation, that might be going to a retreat, it might be going to a seminar, it might be surrounding yourself with like-minded people, it might be yoga, it might be training in the gym, like whatever that looks like for you. I would also say a big part of that is work on nervous system, because when you're in these circumstances, your nervous system is absolutely railroaded, absolutely railroaded, especially if you've been in it for a long period of time. So I would urge anybody to do some nervous system work, be out in nature, and don't rush your healing. Just allow it, nurture it, remind yourself that you've frigging survived that awful time in your life, and now it's time to learn to thrive. So, if you're listening to this and you're still in that place, I just want you to know that you are not alone. And this is something that I've said to a few ladies over this last few days. The reason I do this work, and the reason I have spoken out a bit more this month of domestic abuse, is because when I was in that situation, I thought it was normal. Nobody was telling me, oh, that's not entirely true. Obviously, my close circle were like questioning things, but probably that made me more determined to prove them wrong, if I'm being honest. But there was nobody external from my close network. And obviously, they were saying it from a place of care. But there was nobody external saying these things, like stuff to do with love bombing and gaslighting. And I don't even like to use those words because they're so overused. But the way in which that manipulation is slowly trickled in, the way in which you are totally shown Mr. Wonderful, followed by Mr. Friggin' Awful, the all sugar, all shite mentality, where you're getting pulled, lifted up and then dropped like an absolute hot potato. That dopamine response, where you where you're in these circumstances where you are craving that love, that you see this potential in this human being. And what I said to somebody recently was, if that was them, the mask wouldn't fall off. So these people can put this persona on, but it can only last for so long. And that other version is the real version. And we fall into this trap of like this potential that you see, this potential, this is what this person could be. I'm going to fix this person. I'm going to be their light at the end of the tunnel. But in doing so, I absolutely promise you, you will lose yourself. I have been there. I have wore that t-shirt, and I promise you, and the more you try to fix someone else, the more you break yourself. There are people who care. There is help available. And there is a version of you on the other side of this who feels free. And I'm actually getting a wee bit emotional because it's like, it's so true, and I remember that feeling so well. But feeling free and feeling peaceful and feeling full of life. Somebody said to me recently, like, are you one of those positive people or whatever? I can't remember exactly the words that they said. And I'm like, yeah. Because once upon a time, I was in a place that was not that way. And so if I can build my life on positivity, and that doesn't mean to say I'm not positive all the time, it doesn't work like that. But if I can find positivity in everything and anything, I will find it, because I will never be that person who is broken again. I will never be that person who thinks I'm not good enough. I will never be that person who sits in this fear, in this darkness, in this false world, and puts a face on. I'm never going to be that person again. I'm never going to let anybody take my light away, because these people are, that's exactly what they're drawn to. They're drawn to the light and they want to take it away. So actually, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to read you my poem in case you didn't hear it. And I do want to say before I read it, when I find it, I'm going to find it now, is that it's safe to reach out to, whether that's to a friend, a women's centre, myself, or the National Domestic Abuse Helpline. Because you do deserve to be safe, you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be you again. And on that loved one, what I want to say about that is the best thing I ever did was focus on myself. The best thing I ever did was take time out to be just me and to explore what that looked like, explore what lit me up inside, explore the beauty that was me and my life. And it has been the best thing I've ever did, because it has brought me to a place where I love me, and therefore I know without a shadow of a doubt that I will never ever be in a place where someone else makes me feel like I am unlovable. Because I just won't allow it. And I have worked hard and I know who I am. Whereas when I was in those relationships, I was vulnerable. I was naive. I was already pretty, quote unquote, broken, or certainly insecure, and lacked self-belief, lacked self-love. And that is what drew these people to me. And I recognize that. So know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Know that it does take work and it also takes time, but there are people out there who can support you. And here comes my poem. I've not even named it. I'm not sure what to name it, but if you've got any ideas, let me know. It was never him. It was always you. His nasty words would stick like glue. Name calling, threats, and the yells. That constant feeling of walking on eggshells. A belly that flips and just feels off. Yet you stayed for more, frustration went soft. A need for love thought this one was true. But really, it was destroying you. Your light slowly dimmed, your smile would fade. Each time more hurtful words were said. You'd pull away from those you loved while praying to the ones up above. Falling for the gaslighting over and over again, hoping this would come to an end. But here's the truth I'll tell you today. Breaking free will light your way. I know it's not easy. I know it is hard. I know sometimes you'll still feel sad. Mourning for a love you thought would be forever together in harmony. But that's not how this chapter played. And let me tell you, this pain will fade. It was not you, it was him. Stealing your light that he did dim. But here you are standing there, although this story was not fair. You are the strength and the wisdom too, to live a life that you pursue. That broken heart, it will mend, and you'll decide how your story ends. Let's not pretend it won't be tough, but I want you to know that you are enough. And on that note, I want to leave you with this little short reflection. You didn't lose yourself. You weren't hidden beneath survival. You were hidden beneath survival, rather. But it's time now to come home to your power. So I want you to take a deep breath and place your hand over your heart and remind yourself that you are unstoppable, even after everything, especially after everything. Have a little bit of gratitude for yourself and for the journey that you have been on that has brought you to where you are, because I promise you this, if you can resonate with this pod today, this will be the biggest, strongest, most powerful thing that will bring you to the place that you are going to be. It will give you the most incredible amount of resilience, the most incredible amount of power, and the most incredible amount of strength. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. If this episode did resonate with you, please share it, because you never know who needs to hear this. And if it resonates and you want to get in touch, please, 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 please feel free. And my inbox is always open. And until next time, I want you to keep rising, keep healing, and keep coming home to you. Have a magical, magical day.